Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
You didn't want to do the voice. Coward.
Well, technically, I think it might be my turn because it was,
Let's call it back.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be my turn to...
To do the voice.
To do the voice, because I think it was, because I came in doing the whole West Diff working.
Yeah.
The whole, when I came into the shop. Yeah, I came into the shop, she's sitting in the back, and I'm back there going, what you doing on the... Can't do it on the internet.
Yeah, no, he's trying to get him. While you're talking.
He's trying
to get Joe.
This one reason keeps telling me that he... Oh, there we go. It's weird.
There.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Alright, this is either going to be fabulous or it's just going to be, like, hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Or, so either way.
But the nice thing with CallGrep, it's all one audio thing. So all you had to do is, edit one part, not like nice. 500 parts.
Yeah, because I'm not that good. So that
Well, no, you grafted together four different parts for for the Goblin Market. So.
It took me days. So.
Okay.
Okay, well, we don't even need a voice. We've got
no, this. Let's do it. Yeah, we'll just start from.
All right. You guys ready?
Yep.
We're getting ready to kick into podcasting mode.
Now that everybody's in such a good mood.
Yes.
Well, come on. I'm two ciders in. Come on. You got to catch up.
Okay. Nice. Nice.
we are broadcasting from a
brew store.
A brew store. So.
Yeah. I know it's kind of ridiculous that we're not drinking, actually.
Well, no, I don't. You know me. I don't.
Yeah. Well, it's ridiculous that I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
Because I have no rules. Okay.
I just have water.
All right. Welcome to Kinky and the Geek.
Yep.
This is Fleshvine, a.k.a. Kinky.
This is Mighty Bill the Geek.
And we're not doing any voices because we've got guests today.
Yes, we after many an hour of trying to get this thing straightened up.
As always, whenever we have guests, we have Scott from Instant Leftovers Podcast.
Hello.
Yay. And we can hear him, which is exciting.
Yeah, although we're uncomfortably close while we're doing this.
I know. Yeah, don't worry, baby. And we also have Phantom, V48, audio god and editor of Check vs. Mel.
So they say.
Yeah.
So they tell
everybody
me.
Says. Yeah, somebody was talking about it not that long ago. Anyways, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
I'm fine.
Excellent. A little annoyed with Skype and everything right now?
No.
Yeah. Usually.
No, they don't have any problem. Yeah. We're the ones getting frustrated.
Oh.
They were fine.
Like I said, this is not a Skype Club for Men meeting. Come on.
Right. Yeah, fair enough. We did try.
We found out now that you can use Yahoo Talk, but only for one person at a time.
Right, and we've also learned that Google Talk does not work on my computer.
Yes, for some reason it hides in an Apple.
Yeah.
It's like you can download it, and then it will disappear.
Right. So, it's been a very exciting night.
I think it's the whole beef between the whole turf war between Apple and Google.
Could be.
Like Google's like, fine, you can download it on a Mac, but we're gonna hide it somewhere.
You just can't use it. Well, and we had you guys on because we were kind of thinking, honestly, this turns, we were talking about it earlier, this kind of turns into be more of a con cast than anything else. We go on and on about different cons that are coming up. You guys are both going to Dragon Con for the first time this year.
Yes.
Yay.
And we're in the 4-month range. We've only got 4 months. We really only got 4 months and some change.
I know. We have some serious planning we've got
to
do.
Yep. We're now up to 270-something guests.
Right.
They've added a lot more.
Yeah.
So we're almost 100. We're about, I think, 125 away or 100, 115 away from their cap. Yeah.
Yep, and we only have 113 days till Dragon Con.
Right.
Right. So I mean, obviously, this
So it's a lot closer than you think it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I mean,
oh, Bill, you're talking to the guy who's already planning what he's going to be doing in October.
What are you doing in October?
I have no clue yet, but just the way
you're not planning very well.
No, I don't. And all I know is there's Halloween, and Halloween will be starting up. You know, that's when our big Halloween sale at the party store is. And you know, because last month we just started a big Halloween buy, and normally for the last like 4 years, I've never worked a weekend. This is my first job that I work on a weekend. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, the whole concept of a calendar is so fucked up for me that I'm like into June, and with all the festivals that I plan, it's like, holy shit, there's only two more months until like the 4th of July. Oh my God.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, you're talking to someone who's been working two jobs steadily for like 7 years and working 7 days a week.
Yeah.
So it's like people talk about, hey, it's Friday. And I go, yeah, that just means I get to go to my other job tomorrow.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have to schedule 3 weeks in advance before I can do anything. And
Yeah.
So what are you guys looking forward to for Dragon Con? Have you guys had a chance to look at the guest list?
To be honest, I'm really just excited to see all my friends, really.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
I really, you know, LeVar Burton, yay! But, there's that big chance that I may not get into that room.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, and then, of course, you know, it's like I'm going to be sitting with all these other people.
Mm-hmm.
Asking all these questions that I won't care about, and I wouldn't want to ask a Reading Rainbow question, and I probably won't.
Why not?
I would rather, you know, hang out with, like, you guys or, you know, some of the other people from Quickstop or Fred, whatever that crazy site is now.
Can't speak for them, but we're fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, just prepare yourself. I'm just saying.
Oh, what are you talking about? I'm staying with you.
Yeah, we're actually staying at the con. We've got our room. But then again, we bought our tickets and reserved our room before we left con last year.
Yeah, that's what you got to do now.
Yeah, it's the point where we got to the point. It's like we know we're going to do Dragon Con pretty much every year.
So you may as well just go ahead and
it's $50 cheaper to buy it before you leave the con. Now that it's $100 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I still haven't bought my badge.
And they just did there. They just upped it too.
Yeah, I know. Awesome.
Because I know two of my friends who are definitely going bought theirs right before it upped. Well,
see, last time Phantom was here, I had this cop friend pull us over.
Oh, yeah.
To keep him from getting on the plane.
Yeah.
And so now I owe for the tickets.
Right.
That was my.
See, that was, he had to pull her over for something because she actually planned that.
Right. So, you know, I've got tickets now, so. Yeah.
She had to, you know, the cop just couldn't pull her over.
Right.
He had to give her a ticket. Yeah.
Yeah. So
she did anything wrong. She was planning the whole keeping you here another few hours.
Right.
Yeah.
And it worked because we tried to walk back to my house, which was exciting.
Man, that was a long hill.
Yeah. That was super fun. It's always exciting with me, baby.
Although what I find rather interesting is, unless they've added new people, the band thing really hasn't shot up. It's like they've only had one musical guest that's really shown up outside of – wait, no, they have added somebody. Oh, that's Crosswords. Yeah, they're a dueling group.
Okay.
They basically put on really elaborate, like, dueling scenes.
Now, I was kind of hoping to see the Quirk Shadows again.
Well, they don't have them down yet. I mean, but then again, that list will probably grow as it gets closer. It's like Voltaire is the only big name right now.
Yeah.
And we've lost one Twilight person, so.
Hooray!
It was a hot one. It was Ashley Green. It was, like, smoking hot.
What's her name?
She's one of the colors. God,
she's the sister, the cute, perky little sister.
I've not seen.
Oh movie, yeah.
Read the books.
Yeah. Right? And actually, the picture that they had of her is hot. Actually.
Well she's Ashley the one Green. That does the Sobe commercials where she's in nothing but body paint.
Really.
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, you could Google. You could Google that. You can Google. it'd be better to Google image it.
Okay. Okay.
To get an actual picture of her doing that. But I know they've added, like, the lady that plays the Deputy Joe on Eureka. She's coming.
I'm just looking forward to Jason Momoa, who I just found out. How come nobody told me that he's playing Conan?
I just found out yesterday.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you see the pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful
man. It is going to be interesting. It will be interesting to see what they do with Conan, because the Schwarzenegger movie was so good.
Alice. She's Alice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just know she's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really, but then again, there are tons of hot chicks running around Dragon Con that one less one didn't really.
Right, I know.
I mean, that's the most amazing thing that people don't really get is the amount of hot women that are actually
there
at
really
Dragon
are.
Con.
Yeah, in very skimpy costumes, actually.
Yeah, and last year I kept running across a sexy version of something, like sexy Ghostbuster.
Nice.
There was a sexy Freddy Krueger.
Excellent.
Then there's the girl that does, I've seen her before, but she does Hell Girl, which is basically Hellboy. It's like a Hellboy costume, but she's in a schoolgirl outfit.
Okay.
And I think last year she had a female version of Abe.
Oh, okay.
With her.
Wow.
Or she ran, at least ran into her, but yeah.
That would be kind of wild.
There's the girls that run around that do their stormtrooper groupies, and they'll run around in like white lingerie wearing the helmet.
Nice.
There are female stormtroopers that have like the body formed.
With tits.
Yeah. And then they have actually some where they've like shown, they have like a belly thing.
Uh-huh.
But you have to watch it because there is at least one guy that wears that and wears the armor and has like a very feminine middle.
Uh-huh.
You
nice.
Know? And it's like, okay, I would drool, but I'm not sure if that's the guy in the costume this time or is it
the
chick?
Come on. Just let it go. just let the lust flow. Yeah. It's not a bad thing. So, have you guys had a chance to see any of the guests?
Not really for me.
You know, besides the, like, clicking on the site daily, you know. No, really, that's become my routine now. You know,
well,
it's
it
like,
gets that way once you start getting into about the six months range.
Yeah,
you usually will check it daily because it has been. This list has been growing since December.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they had Marina Sirtis and Jonathan Frakes down as guests since, like, the beginning of December.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been slowly growing from there.
Yeah, there are a bunch of good people in here.
And it makes Alicia happy. A couple more of the TAPS members are coming because that... her thing, because we can't stand the douchebag hunters.
I love
or them. The douche or whatever they call
the
it.
Ghost the adventurers.
Ghost adventurers. We call them the douchebag adventurers because
no,
it's basically a couple of douchebags running around looking for ghosts.
They are. They're douchebags that scare the fuck out of themselves when they're looking. Oh, I love that show. Yeah, actually, and Mal agrees with me because they're hilarious. They're big, manly.
Douchebags.
Meathead kind of guys that scare the piss out of themselves and then run around like little girls. It's very exciting.
Oh, so Weekend with Me. Well, no, through one of my episodes, we've figured out that I pretend to be a rich douchebag drinking a barrel of bourbon and drinking and driving.
Oh, nice.
Wait, but then again, are you wearing anything like Ed Hardy or Affliction or?
No. What we figured out is I like to wear polo shirts because, hey, I like to look nice, and I wear them with like cargo shorts, and apparently to my co-host, that's a pretty douchey thing to do. So
no,
that's
actually,
fratty thing to do. So start seeing douchebag is when it's the guys with the Ed Hardy sparkly t-shirts.
Oh God, yeah.
And the lucky pre-ripped jeans that are like $400 with the half to full carat zirconian diamond studs in both ears.
Yeah,
and,
see,
you know,
you usually I tend to stay away from the stores because back when I was in high school, I was with a bunch of my friends, and you know, I kind of ran with pretty much everyone in high school. Mm-hmm. And some of them, you know, some of the girls are like, let's go to Abercrombie. I'm like, whatever. Okay. Because I dragged them into a few of my stores and I was like, to be nice, I would go into theirs. Uh-huh. And actually the greeter stopped me because I was just wearing a Nine Inch Nails t-shirt. And it was the simple black t-shirt with the NIN. Uh-huh. And because hold on, listeners, I am quote unquote stocky.
Yeah, do we have any small people on this podcast?
No.
Just squish most of the small people.
So this greeter stopped me and he was letting my friends go in and he's like, yeah, you can't come in here. I went, what are you talking about? I'm here with my friends. And he's like, you can't come in here just like that. And I was like wearing blue jeans and my Nine Inch Nails t-shirt. And what, are you serious? And I called to my friends and went, hey, this guy won't let me in. And they pleaded. We pleaded for like 5 minutes. And then they finally like whipped out their credit cards. So like, we're going to American Eagle.
Oh, my God. That is such bullshit.
Oh, my God. But it was just a big, you know, big fuck.
An Abercrombie bouncer? Really?
I guess. But, you know, it wasn't like I was going in there grabbing like the smallest thing and like trying to put it on. Which I wish I did because that would be so fucking funny.
See, that just calls for bad behavior.
Little Abercrombie t-shirt.
It doesn't make my ass big.
No, but it makes everything else look big.
Yeah, but the way your stomach's hanging the bottom makes your stomach look big.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, like, we went to American Eagle, and they were like, hey, welcome, you know, if you have questions, let me know. I'm like, yeah, I know nothing is going to fit, but, you know, right on, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, because where I work.
Thanks for just not calling attention to it.
Yeah, because where I work, we get this stuff in, you know, because we're like, you know, the place that carry, that we get a hold of all this stuff, and when I hang it, I know that it may come in a 3X, but I know that 3X in that particular style is more like closer to X than it is the 3X. So it's I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've seen a bigger guy wearing an Affliction shirt, you know, someone who's not like ripped like an MMA fighter type thing. And it's like, and he was a guy I know, and he was wearing this thing, and I was like, guys of our size should not be wearing that shirt. But I didn't say that because I know he's going through a divorce and it's like, dude, no.
Yeah.
Just no Affliction on a fat guy. No.
I don't know. I guess I've been quote unquote lucky because I've been able to fit into like an extra large t-shirt from high school. So I'm like, sweet, I'm not that big yet.
Damn.
Like the day, you know, a certain like the nice t-shirts at Target won't fit me. I'm like, oh no, I am fat.
No. Yeah.
Oh, I'm past that. When a lot of my stuff I have to get online or
I can get into the men's stuff at Target. No problem, but yeah.
Or I have to go to the casual
mail.
Yeah, the mail.
Nice. Actually, my ex
that's where my vest came from.
Yeah, my ex used to shop there. Yeah, very butch lesbian. Yeah, shopped at Casual Mail. Excellent.
So that was the fashion part of the show. What up? What's next?
Okay, so really, I have to elaborate on this theme a little bit. We could pretty much kick any other podcaster's asses with the four of us, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I don't know. We can just as sheer numbers.
True.
Yeah, they'll hit wave after wave.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be like 300, you know. Well, we might hold them off, but they just have too many to take.
But the real question is, how many of them have actually been into a fight? Because in high school, I had my plenty of fights.
And Lee's small.
Yeah, but she's the one I would worry
scrappy.
About
scrappy.
Oh, true.
Yeah,
true.
She's Southern mom,
fair enough.
Remember.
Fair enough. She would wipe us up.
And Dindrin should be like quoting like Ulysses to us. We're like, shut up.
Sucking us out, man.
Although we've decided that the next book we need to find for Reader Die Book Club is how to talk to or how to read like a smart person, but everybody but Den has to read that book.
Yeah, no, we actually found one. How to Read a Novel Like a Professor.
We're like, okay,
that's the next book.
That's the next book, but Den can't read it because she already knows the stuff, and we have to catch up with her.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Nice.
Girl has a scary brain.
Yeah. Scary. Yeah. Smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Smart.
Yeah, see, it would be Lee and Widge I'd worry about, because unfortunately, Widge actually has his own armorer. So he can come up with some funky weapons, because his brother-in-law makes some really nasty stuff.
Yeah.
They
have Siege on their side, and they have, you know, that.
Okay, but Scott and Joe are young.
That's true.
Young. So.
And I've been, you know, I went through the whole Boy Scout thing, and I'm such a survivalist where there'll be days where I'll be at my other job at the pizza place. I'm like, okay, zombie apocalypse happens. How can I defend myself in here? And there was entire weekend. I got the entire staff to go on with me.
Oh, believe me, I have both jobs I work. I know. Okay. Okay, job one has some really good improvised weapon stuff, but it's no way to really – you don't have supplies, nor can you really defend it. Mm-hmm. But job two is small. We can actually board it up fairly nicely and be able to have enough supplies to get through.
Yeah, see, here I can eat barley. But not the weapons. Yeah, I can eat barley.
Yeah, but you make have that huge like glass front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no other way.
Well, if I lived in the back, then there's a back door.
Oh, right, yeah, but that door right there wouldn't scare a zombie's toddler.
That would one, yeah.
Yeah.
The saloon door?
No, but I mean, you could hide back there and nobody saw you. You'd hide there and...
Well, your best bet would basically go to the loft and break the stairs on your way up.
Okay.
Yeah, I've read the zombie survival guide. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to spend some time on this stuff. Apparently, I will be one of the first people to die.
We'll see. And you know,
after Dindrin's brain.
Yeah, and so see, you know. A lot of my training is, you know, through Boy Scouts. So, you know, we've done wilderness survival to an extent, not like how like the military goes through wilderness survival. Mm-hmm. So it's like. Well, in my car, I have a 10x10 tarp. We need that. They're like, why do we need that? I'm like, oh, to protect us from the rain. Duh. They're like, I forgot about elements. I'm like, yes, you can't think about the elements. It could be rainy. It could be snowing.
Surviving zombies doesn't matter if you freeze to death.
Right.
Yeah, well.
In fact, that's a whole section of World War Z about a group that goes to the – because they keep getting told the advice of going north above the snow line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And going up there and basically not being prepared for what in winter in, you know, the reaches of Canada would be like. Right, so. Right.
Well, you know, and it's kind of funny that we're talking about this because you and I were just looking at the books at Barnes & Noble.
Right.
Which are the two books? There's the Mel Brooks.
There's the Max Brooks, World War Z.
Yeah.
And his zombie survival guide.
Yeah, that's the one I was.
And then the other two I was thinking about is Monster Island and Patient Zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard Patient Zero is really good.
Well, so that may end up on the list next month.
Well, and then there's another one that's like very similar to the Zombie Survival Guide, and I forget what it's called now.
Well,
we saw too.
Yeah, it was another one. It was a zombie fighting guide.
Actually. Yeah,
from the like U.S. Handbook.
Yeah, that's a new one. Yeah, that was again in humor, and I don't find it very funny.
Yeah. Well, see, I have the Zombies Field Guide to the Walking Dead by Dr. Bob Curran. And really, it goes really into basically all of the a lot of it actually is the like a lot of the religion and rituals of zombies. Like in this book, they're like, yeah, Jesus was a zombie. He rose from the dead technically. Mummies technically are a zombie because they're raising from the dead.
Fair enough.
And and you know, it goes into, you know, what from like Arab and
See, now you've got the definition where a zombie comes back from the dead.
Yeah.
Okay, and see, we've had this discussion, though, 5 times, and I'm going to bring it back up again.
But then again, this is Zombie Awareness Month. You do realize.
This is.
Yeah, okay, so we're actually performing a service. Yes. That's good to know.
It's a Facebook thing. It's actually a Facebook event if you go look at my Facebook.
Well, and we've had the discussion, zombie. Though, about, the whole rage virus thing.
Right.
Is that technically a zombie because those people never quite die?
Or at least it's never said that they're dead.
Right. What do you guys have thoughts?
Well, see, within the within my field guide book, everything is dead. There's no rage virus.
Okay.
So I guess that's where I'm getting a lot of my info is it needs to be dead first.
Okay.
Well, technically, from what, I mean, originally zombies were are not dead. They are just people who have been subjugated to mind torture. Voodoo zombies are more are more people whose will has been so subjugated that they're that you can make them do anything.
So it's more of a brainwashing thing.
Yeah, it's more of a brainwashing thing. So there are different forms of zombie. I mean, that, I mean, we didn't really get the flesh-eating zombie stuff into the forefront until Romero showed up. But then again, that was just basically his plan B, because originally he wanted to do I Am Legend, and he couldn't get the rights to it.
Did he call them zombies at that point?
I don't know. I don't think the word zombie is ever really used. That may be something we, you know.
Did he in Dawn of the Dead? I
haven't seen Dawn of the Dead in a while.
He might have by then.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember if they talked about zombies.
Right, but I don't think Night of the Living Dead they ever really call them zombies.
Yeah.
No.
Huh.
Which I think may be alluded to in Shaun of the Dead when they refused to use the Z word.
Right, right. Excellent.
So I think zombie got kind of put on later.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there was a whole string of Italian movies that came out with the word zombie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Phantom, you had said that you haven't seen any of those, right?
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to talk to someone who has.
Oh, what, the Italian stuff?
Yeah.
I started watching Zombie.
Uh-huh.
And there's a scene involving a piece of wood and an eyeball that I couldn't.
Yeah, that's the one I wanted to say. And I've seen that scene, but.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, I'll kind of skip over the part, I think.
Yeah, it's actually funny. Attack of the Show did a thing on horror movies. They do a thing called Body Count, which is their, and they actually brought up Dead Set.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
That oh, unless cool. you because it's out on video, it's out on DVD in Britain.
And it's also out on torrent. Yeah. Oh no, but I would the never
tour.
Do that.
You mean that guy who runs that great shop Tor?
Yeah.
Right.
Torrent. Yeah. Michael Bailey was talking about that, and when they were talking about downloading comics, he referred to the guy who runs this great comic shop named Torrent.
Nice.
And Scandinavian dude.
Okay. Okay. Mm. Excellent.
Yeah.
We are crafty bunch.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of things out there to consume and not a lot of money to.
Well, it's not just that. There's just so much stuff, like, you know, especially when you get into, like, the BBC stuff that, unless you, you know, are living in the UK, you can't get your hands readily on the stuff that you want to see. I mean, luckily, you can find stuff on, like, I've been watching Nevermind the Buzzcocks. You have been watching and the whole Charlie Brooker, like, Screen Wipe, News Wipe, and Game Wipe. Luckily, that stuff's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really nice to get, you know, be able to watch that stuff.
Right, right.
But like Doctor Who, you have to find, you know, someone who streams it, you know, or the torrents. And it's like, you know, we'd like to see the stuff. There is a fan base for this British stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then again, Hulu won't work outside the United States.
Right.
So the BBC version of Hulu, whatever it's called, I can't remember what it's called.
iPlayer.
Yeah, okay. It won't work out of the UK.
There's another one called Clicker, though. Has anyone tried Clicker?
No. I've never heard of Clicker.
It's more of like a search engine that just kind of scrapes every.
Right. They used to have one, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was out of Britain. Mm-hmm. It was something TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we were watching, because it wasn't a site that actually streamed the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just gave you links to other places that streamed it, like a lot of I guess the Taiwanese and the Chinese sites, to where you could watch stuff like Torchwood and Dexter and True Blood and things like that. And that's how I was watching all that stuff.
Okay.
That's how I got to see Torchwood, because I didn't see Torchwood until after season one was over.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't seen Children of Earth.
But why would you want to watch Torchwood?
I enjoyed it. It wasn't great. I mean, Doctor Who is a much superior show, but I did enjoy it.
It's good cheesy fun.
Right. I liked Barrowman's kind of over-the-top, you know, Tom Cruise light kind of delivery.
The dentistry was distressing to me. I could not get past it. See Tom Cruise in, like, all I see is Unitooth. He's got like the one huge tooth, and I can't get past it. So, like, I can't be entertained by anything that he does because all I see is Unitooth.
Right.
At War of the Worlds, I saw, like, a Unitooth running toward, you know, I mean, that's all I saw.
Yeah, but if you notice, War of the Worlds, for, the, like, the last hour was nothing but him running around with Dakota Fanning screaming. That's the way it seemed to me. That's why I didn't enjoy it.
See, I don't remember most of the movie. Yeah. And it's probably because I was looking at his tip, looking at his mouth. So, yeah, so that I couldn't get into Torchwood. I couldn't get past it. Yeah. So, okay, you had some tips.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For Deconvergence. Decon.
First off, the first thing I would say to someone who's never been, you have to remember one really basic rule. You will not see everything.
Yeah,
Dragon Con is just so huge that, yes, it almost is best that if you can download the file beforehand and print out the schedule when they post it, going through and seeing what's going on, see what it's up against.
Pulling out those highlighters, huh?
Yeah, pulling out the highlighters, finding out, well, I really like to see this, but if I want to see this, I may have to go wait in line for 2 hours and, you know.
Yep, I could fit in 3 classes.
Or, yeah, I could fit in, you know, 3 small things. Like, you know, we did that. A great example of that last year was Friday morning at 10 o'clock was the William Shatner Leonard Nimoy panel.
Right.
I mean, and you know pretty much from the get-go, it being Shatner and Nimoy, that's going to be one that's very hard to get into.
Mm-hmm.
So what we decided is we looked to see what it is. And like, oh, Nuts on the Road is doing a show. And, of course, we love Widge and Ken, so we decided to go do that instead.
So you just have to discriminate, basically.
You have to discriminate, yeah. And if you are going to see something, like if you want to see like the Firefly panel, you may have to schedule a 2-hour block where, okay, I may want to see this, but I'm going to have to sit in line to be able to get in to see them.
Right.
And always remember to eat. You know, because believe me, we had that Friday, we went a 4 or 5 hour block before we literally had to grab something and go and eating it while we're watching a panel because we were going to go see Lee and Rox to Warehouse 13.
Oh, nice.
So we had to eat. So we had to grab some stuff and eat it while we're in the standing room because the place was packed when they were doing this and eating.
Right.
Hydration is always a great thing. And the nice thing is the hotels, that hosts have water everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There are pitchers and water troughs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. We kept hitting a cooler right outside the dealer room.
Right. There's that. Yeah. There's, but they go down different hallways. They'll have them set up. They may even have them in the back of rooms where they'll have like several pitchers of ice water and cups.
That is nice.
To where you can, you know, you don't have to worry about it because it is September in Atlanta.
Right. Yeah. Okay. That would be a tip.
Yeah.
Don't pack jeans.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You backpacks are always good, but do be prepared to, you may have to get it searched, especially if you decide to go into like the art room.
Oh yeah.
Always good thing packing a snack. If you have the backpack, you know, protein bars, granola bars, something you can, because it might be hours before you get to eat something.
Actually, Scott, your survivalist training may come in handy.
Right.
Well, see, and that's the thing. Where literally during my time at school, I actually just passed my CPR certification. So I'm like, sweet, within my group, I can do CPR, which is really a terrible thought.
You never know when somebody's gonna be passed out in the corner.
But you know, just maybe it's because of my survival skills, you know, the way that my family, you know, we do our own festivals, or we basically run festivals, and just the way that I am, I'm planning to bring my own first aid kit. I'm not gonna really, that's like the one thing that I'm kind of because that's going to be on my backpack. You know, even mm-hmm. if I have to buy it down there, I'm going to have it with me, because you never – I don't know where the medical emergency places are. I don't know the map. I'm not technically, quote-unquote, in charge.
So, actually, I've got a small one that I travel with. So you can carry mine around.
Oh, well, sweetheart, I'm going to get the one.
And the good thing is with Dragon Con, the security people, 9 times out of 10, are going to be either trained or their day job mm-hmm. has something to do with
medical
or first aid. Yeah. Because there are a lot of the guys that work there who are EMTs or you know, cops, or at least used to be cops. Or guys that, you know, again, like you, who have gone through the whole Boy Scout thing and have the first aid training, even if it's not part of their job. But that tends to be kind of a thing you have to be with security.
Yeah.
Because I remember they had a guy who had a heart attack during a Voltaire show. Oh, and wow. We happened to be up by the con suite, which happens to be 2 doors down from ops. And seeing 2 guys, one of them carrying some form of bag, bolting their ass to the stairs to get down to where that guy was. Mm-hmm. Because they do have people on staff.
For this emergency.
For that kind of stuff. Yeah.
And you know, I feel bad about this because I should never ever think about my friends in this situation. During my CPR class, I would look at the dummy and I'm like, okay, for some odd reason – today you're gonna be Ken Plume. I'm gonna save you. And it was, you know, it's like I would, to make it in my head more real, I had to put faces, I had to put names on it.
You're just waiting for someone to fall over, aren't you?
Kinda.
That makes me a little scary.
At all times.
Yeah.
Yes, but with his luck, it will be Scott Campbell.
Oh, damn it!
No one tell him that.
But then again, if you look down, he'll be sprawled out, and Scott's trying to help him, and you'll see one eye open. Yeah. On
what is the culture where if you save his life, like you own him?
Now, Scott, you stay away.
That'd be an excellent ploy.
Yeah,
I may have to tweet him about that.
Well, no, I think I got him on Twitter a few days ago over the weekend. I don't know, it was between him, me, and JJ from Mars Needs Podcast. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, I think it was about me and Joe surviving in a dungeon.
I remember that. That was adorable. Nobody's being chained in my basement. Relax.
I know, but, you know, this is Scott Campbell.
Right.
And
the boy also does come to Dragon Con with a flogger, I mean, with a riding crop.
Yeah.
Really?
He has had it with him before. I've seen him, yeah.
Ooh.
But anyways, all of a sudden, because I was telling Joe, it's like, okay, I'm going to have all this stuff on me. And all of a sudden, Scott Campbell says, I will have latex gloves, so I will be searching you. I'm like, oh, really? He's like, why? Are you allergic to plastic? I'm like, no, I'm just allergic to gay. which JJ was like, okay, I think you won that argument.
Yeah.
Heard a lot. Which, you know, I know Scott knows that I'm joking.
Yeah.
He knows that.
Yeah, he's actually, I adore him. He's tenacious.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that takes balls, brass balls to just keep going, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I really like him. I'm actually really looking forward to hanging out with him.
Yeah.
I just would love to meet him.
The whole Lead Coffee group's just kind of fun to, to hang with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's most of what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
Just hanging out with them.
And it sounds like, you know, a lot of people who are from, you know, Quickstop/Fred, they all want to do, well, like, one of those big family reunion photos. I'm like, really? We need to do one of these? All right.
Well, they do. Are
you there
this
every year?
It seems like more and more people from Quickstop/Fred come every year. Because we, you know, all of a sudden, you know, like, 1 year, you know, the first year I really started hearing about Dragon Con, you know, Brian and Aaron were there. The next year I heard it was Aaron, JJ and Zach, and JK and Bytor, and now it's like there's this even bigger group going, and soon it's just gonna be like this big reunion for us. which, you know, it's fantastic that we have this opportunity to finally, you know, meet.
And it takes something like Dragon Con to do that too.
Yes.
Well, I think it all kind of, it's not as much the Fred Quick Stop stuff. It's all kind of started revolving around the Neat Coffee group.
Oh yeah. And
because they
work panels and everything too.
Yeah,
they're kind of like all over Dragon Con.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people start following them around, and I think a lot of the fallout from Fred, I wouldn't be surprised if some of the people who are on the Fred boards weren't people who used to frequent the Neat Coffee, the Gap Fest, which was their forum, basically. They used to have a forum thing set up, but that's just kind of died.
Yeah.
Because they kind of do that every year. They have a survivors of the Film Fest picture. Yeah. Basically everybody who's there at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
And that picture has gotten bigger every year.
Oh,
I would say. It's like... Huh. Because more and more people will hold out till the end.
Just to be a part of the picture?
To be a part of the picture, and because they usually hold off some of the stuff, some of their hardcore stuff at the end. Like one year they actually had a signed script from Scrubs.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I think a cast picture, too.
Where do they find all this shit?
They get donated a lot of this stuff. Yeah. Like Sideshow donates them. That's why they take pictures of everybody.
Okay.
Because these companies will want photographic proof that they just didn't they sell it on eBay.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
And, that's where my hammer came from, my troll hammer.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, speaking of making money in a podcasting arena, I wanted to mention a tweet from Aston.
The unreachable dream.
He had a really good plan, and I think we should go for it. Joe. Bill doesn't think so.
I think part of it isn't possible.
Oh, it's possible.
No, it's the ashes part.
Idea.
Remember that we talked about that.
Yeah, I don't know. We could. I think the okay.
Okay, come on.
Ideas for Kinky and the Geek: raise money for Mighty Bill to shave his pubes on camera, then burn the pubes and spread the ashes in Walmart. I'm so 100% game for that. I don't see the problem.
I don't know if anyone's gonna pay for that, but okay.
I don't. Yeah, well,
factor.
Well, see, I think part of it.
Oh, horse shit! I just remember. Oh, no, wait, no, the Chuck versus Mal thing. We have until Memorial Day, don't we?
Yeah.
I remember.
No, wait. I thought it was like Mother's Day.
No, I think they changed it to Memorial.
Oh, did they?
I hope so.
I gotta go back and look.
I gotta scrape up $50.
Because they were halfway there.
I know. And I know, and I can tell you. $50 came from a stand. I know it.
Of course it did.
I can just.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But part of the discussion we had about this was the fact that
the hair
really doesn't turn to ash. It seems like it almost seems like it dissipates.
It's kind of.
We'll go sprinkle what little tiny particles, dude. I'll do this. I swear. I don't see what the problem is.
But then the stench.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's only one.
Because it is pubes. Ugh.
Okay, but
well,
it's hair. For money.
It's hair.
Let's keep in mind.
The only thing I've smelled worse than that is when we were camping in Boy Scouts and we pissed on our fire.
Nice.
That basically.
Yeah, that's awesome. Big ones.
Yeah, because it smells like someone's burning tires.
Oh,
yeah.
It does. It does, sir.
But again, this is for money, and we've determined that we may actually need a new mic, so.
Okay.
You may. We're going to try the mic and see if that works. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're totally doing this. So
I may put a sock over my junk and just shave the pubes around it.
Well, I thought the idea was that I was going to shave it. Baby, you don't mind, do you? Joe, honey?
What?
You don't mind if I shave Bill if it's for, you know, entertainment, right?
No, sure. That's cool.
Okay, right on.
As long as I'm next.
Yeah. Okay. Hot. Nice.
Flesh wines.
I will shave Bill.
Male Brazilian wax shop. Store and Brazilian wax shop.
That's excellent. We'll give Bill a Brazilian wax, and we'll record it. And we decided on Ustream. We can't really stream it.
No.
So, yeah, we'll record it and put it up on the website.
See, now I'm surprised no one has said any idea, sent that idea to me, because, well, let's face it, I'm on the internet naked all the time. So everyone knows the body hair count I have. I'm surprised no one's like, he should shave for money.
Believe me, I'm a Sasquatch myself.
Well, you don't have that wonderful, like, sweater vest like I do.
Like, you haven't seen me shirtless.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but yeah, there are three furry guys right here.
Yeah,
I'm thinking. Yeah.
I think I think we could we could make one hell of a large sweater between
the three.
Oh, I have a stink cloud out of
that. That's awesome. Okay, Aston, we will make. Buy us a mic, and I will knit a hair sweater.
I will allow you to wax my back if we can get enough money.
Okay.
If we get,
that would be so awesome.
I'll be screaming like Steve Carell. I'll be screaming like Steve Carell and
I'll do the smiley face first.
Oh, the jack-o'-lantern?
Kelly Clarkson!
That'd be awesome.
We get enough money to get a decent mic.
Yeah, a snowball.
We'll videotape it. We can use my iPhone.
Awesome. And we do have a donate button on our website, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is.
I don't know if anybody's ever donated to it, but that Alicia's got.
We haven't talked
about
the website and probably.
Oh, we've been really. I've noticed that we've been really bad about giving out our info at the end of the shows.
Yeah, it's kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And I have a portion of a Frolicon review on my side that I never did finish.
Excellent.
But the words just weren't coming. It was one of those things to where I just couldn't get out what I wanted to say.
Yeah
nobody knows about that. About when they're supposed to be writing and don't.
Yeah.
No.
No.
That's why I do videos. That's why. Which is mightybill.multiply.com.
Yeah.
But I will say this, within our group, I know one day we'll have breakfast at Dragon Con, so.
Oh, totally. You know, actually, No.
Lee owes me a dozen donuts.
Right.
That's right.
That's true.
So
that's true.
I'm like, sweet, I got a breakfast planned out.
See, I have this whole fantasy karaoke thing.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's this one place that we found last year where they were doing karaoke, and it was quiet, and there were couches that were open, and there weren't a lot of people there, and there were drinks. And I'm like, wouldn't that be the most amazing place to just...
Well, there's been some reason they keep talking. Need Coffee keeps talking about karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually discussed with a couple of the
members,
with the coordinator. Well, mm-hmm. the track directors. We've talked because the girl who runs the Brit track, and I can't remember if they're engaged, but at least live-in boyfriend and fiance is a KJ.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And we had talked to her during New Year's talking about, you know, maybe Rob should KJ Dragon Con.
Yeah, totally.
Basically get one of the big rooms set up and just have people doing karaoke at Dragon Con.
Well, this was, I think the hotel had set it up.
Right. You know, well, I think they have a karaoke bar. Drinks. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about an actual event at Dragon Con. That's what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Basically having getting one of the smaller ballrooms. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have anything going on after everything shuts down and just have Dragon Con karaoke.
And see, I've said it before. I hate karaoke, but that would be fun.
I love karaoke.
That would actually be fun.
I love getting up and singing karaoke.
It needs to be the right song for me. Because there's lots of songs that I love to sing, but I, you know, it takes me, surprisingly, it's one of the things that it takes me a lot of courage to get up and do.
Mm-hmm.
Me too, my first time.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I don't sing, ever. But podcasters being attention whores, I can imagine it being hugely entertaining.
Well, you would think, but then again, you know, you're talking to three fairly shy guys when the mic is gone. And there's not the animativity of being behind a computer.
Okay.
You're not in front of an audience right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you guys.
Even if the audience isn't really paying attention to you.
I can see all of us back and drinking and watching. Oh, see, okay, like Widge or JJ.
Oh, no, JJ's done that it. There hilarious. Was there's video yeah. of JJ singing "I'll Do Anything for Love," but I won't do that from last year's Dragon Con, which I was in the front row watching.
Yeah, see, that would be
because
hilarious.
Alicia was the first one to get up, where she sang for the Gizmo, the, the "Live and Let Die."
Right.
See, and I don't know. I guess in my head for a while, because a big pusher for me to go to Dragon Con actually was Dindrin. And for a while, we were planning this whole, you know, real hush-hush, you know, no one's know that I was going to go. And I was just going to wear, like, a skull mask. And I was just going to show up randomly at a panel at one of the knee coffee panels. But I got way too excited. I'm like, bitches, I'm going.
You got to talk about it. Half the fun is talking about it beforehand.
Yeah.
Hence this particular podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, this is going to be, I think I'm in the double digits at this point of years I've gone. Because I went to the second one, which was 88. No. Yeah. 88.
I think I was going like 90 to like 94.
And then I went, I think, 93 to 96, 97. And then I had a block where I couldn't get to go. And then I've gone straight from 2001 to now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I went last year and it was the first time I'd been back
in
a long time.
I've been going when it's smaller. I mean, it used to just be in one hotel.
Right.
It used to only be 3 days in one hotel. And it's been, you know, it's expanded now to five.
Right.
Because they're actually, the Westin is now part of it. So it's the Hilton, the Hyatt, the Marriott, the Sheraton, and the Westin.
Well, and that's a good tip. Be prepared
to walk.
To walk. And in the
heat. Yeah, what's like the square mileage of the whole thing? I always wondered that.
Well,
it could be. Would
just
you say
getting
about
from MARTA. You'll get winded just getting from MARTA to...
Well,
wherever you want to
the
be.
Nice thing is there enough habit trails from hotel to hotel that you won't really have to go out in the sunlight too much.
But they're not.
That's not the thing, because, you know, you'll be in one hotel, but the event that you want will be on the other, you know, at that fifth
on
hotel.
The other side.
They do give you the nice thing is there's enough time. I have yet to get to the point where it's taken me too long to get, because I have had events where we go to like Need Coffee versus Doctor Who, which would be in the Sheraton, and we would be in we would be at an event in the Hilton, which is the farthest points away from the two, and have got there in plenty of time.
Okay.
But it's gotten better because they are now building a new habit trail that goes straight from the Hyatt to the Marriott.
Okay.
Just a straight shot. And then they have that new one they opened up last year that goes from the Marriott to the Hilton. And then you just hit the street and then walk over a couple of blocks to the Sheraton. There's a good amount of distance, but nothing to where you can't get from one place to another by the time you need to do something.
On foot, yeah. Cool. I guess.
See, I'm a little worried because, like, honestly, I went last year just on Saturday and came home and, like, fell into a coma. I was so exhausted. So, like, this is going to be a whole weekend.
But then again, with the whole weekend, you're not having to shove everything into one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can space stuff out because there are certain things that will be spread out
and a little more. And there will be times where you have two strapping boys to carry you around. Sorry.
Oh, that's hot. Wow, you just put like that huge silver lining right there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Can we work out some sort of a raised dais? Would that work? I think Din would back me up on that.
I can quickly construct a...
You want one of those carrier things like the
rickshaw? I can make a rickshaw real fast and pull you around.
Okay. Now, just to be, you know, hey, I am a big girl, and we were talking about stroke not 5 minutes ago. Well, so I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm stocky. I've as a Boy Scout, I had to do my fair share of huffing it. So
awesome! I'm just gonna be a little shrinking violet. I'm just gonna.
Well, the other thing we should warn them about is the dealer's room. just the sheer massive, oh my God, I want this and I want because the dealer's room is like geek boy heaven. Because
save three times more money than you think you're going to need.
Because you can find everything from, you know, old comic books to Captain America's shield.
Right.
Yeah.
And everything in between.
Oh, and all the steampunk stuff. Honey, swords. You're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, steampunk, as far as the eye can see.
Especially if they do the steampunk ball again.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Which I think they will.
Yeah, probably.
Because that was my friend's group that put that on, wasn't it?
Well, it was at least, I think Anachrocon had something to do with it, but it was mainly alternative history.
Okay.
Group that did it. That was the track that did it, because the two that run the alternative history is William and Cindy, who also chair
Anachrocon.
The dealer's room. Yeah. You got the dealer's rooms and then there's the exhibit halls, which are two different things.
Mm-hmm. We actually didn't make it to the exhibit halls.
Yeah, you did. Were the two on the levels where we met. Those were what were on the other each side. Those were the exhibit halls. The one downstairs was the dealer's room.
Yeah, we just went downstairs.
Okay, you didn't go into
No, I'm telling you.
Okay.
But the gaming room, I'm actually really looking forward to the gaming because, you know, when we get exhausted, I'm seeing a rousing game of Munchkin. And have you had a chance to look at the Cthulhu dice, hon?
Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah, I mean, have you had a chance to kind of get your mom to play?
No, I haven't really tried.
Okay.
Try harder.
I'm kind of curious to find out if it's like a riot, like it looks like.
All right. I know she was, we got to Odin's right before, they'd been closed, but
yeah,
which is really strange because you would think they'd be open later on comic book day, but
yeah, apparently yeah,
really.
She went peeking in the window and saw a bunch of the packs behind the counter.
So, well, I saw some blister packs. I don't know if that's what that was. But it looked like the right size and color from the demo. And I was like, God damn it.
She also scared herself peeking in the window.
There was a mannequin. It scared the hell out of me. I was just walking along looking in. I'm clever. But yeah, we went to three different places looking for that. So I'll have you know, honey. Thank you for my new...
The gaming pit.
Yeah.
Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
But did have Killer Bunnies and the Munchkins, but did not have the...
Yeah, yeah. So I've got to find that. It's probably gonna be an order online thing.
No,
I'm sure you just gotta go to Odin's or Titans or something. They probably will have it. I have a feeling the gaming pit doesn't have a whole Steve.
They
Jackson
don't have like a bunch of dice stuff.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to. I don't know if they had. Well, you bought your Munchkin stuff there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe they
actually Joe bought a lot of my Munchkin stuff there.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a little hyper about that, didn't we?
Okay.
Yeah.
It didn't really seem like the whole that would be a huge thing for them.
Yeah. No. Yeah, they did. They've actually got a lot of the expansions, Munchkin Foo and the Good, the Bad, and the Munchkin.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't really go looking because I'm more of the RPG-er, and they have one standee of Dungeons and Dragons book, and that's not what I play.
Right.
It's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're at an hour.
We are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun. Yeah. Flies.
I know. I'm just saying. See, we have this history of if we try to upload anything more than like an hour and 10 minutes, it fucks up. So,
yeah. Or it cuts out on us while we're in the middle of talking.
Right.
Yeah.
So, plugs. Go for it.
All righty. So, you guys pimp yourselves. Pimp it hard.
Well, on Twitter, M Scott_White AHH. You can follow my podcast, Instant Leftovers Podcast.
Yay.
With my wonderful host, Ramon and Colin. Two of the funniest guys I know. And I love doing the show with them.
And can I ask you a question?
Yes.
There was actually one thing, and I did save it to the last.
Okay.
Okay. So Joe and I found romance through podcasting.
Yes.
Right. In Zero Tomoshibi and Albert Weltfong.
Well done.
Thank you. Thanks. I have skills. This isn't a podcast. Found romance. when do we get to hear a little bit more about this burgeoning romance between you and Colin that I heard about in the last episode?
Oh, you mean the situation where I'm going to rape him on an island? Right. Right. Because I'm a gentle lover. Oh.
So are there any announcements that are going to be made, or?
We'll have to see for this next one that we hopefully will record soon.
Excellent. Good job.
Nothing screams romance like surprise butts.
No, the best part was I got that question earlier in the day and I sat there and I really thought about it. And then I just, you know, I knew what the question was because I hold questions from them. And then I say that and I give the scenario. I went, what do you guys think? And Ramon just pipes up. Yep, that's how I would have it.
This is exactly how it will go. Nice.
Yeah, well, I put up on Twitter one time being bored. And it says, and what was funny is this question disappeared from Facebook because I have it set up to where my Twitters go to Facebook.
Yeah.
And bored going, is it still rape if you yell surprise before you do it?
but as you know, if when you start following, or if your listeners start following me, normally a couple hours before we record, we will ask questions either through Twitter or through email, and because we are the last honest podcast.
No, that would be a lie.
Yes, that would be a giant lie.
Yeah, so you're not being very honest right there, are you?
What are you talking about? We are the last honest podcast. I don't know what you're talking about. We strive hard for that name.
Apparently, I'm inappropriately honest sometimes.
Yeah. but we will answer every question honestly.
Okay.
Because
we do too.
I understand that, but you know, that's just our tagline.
You are one of
the left.
Yeah.
No, they'll fight to the death.
Yes.
They'll kill us just so they can say that they're the last.
Yeah, never mind. You guys are the last on the podcast. Leave us alone.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
I was about to say, do you want Ramon to come on here?
Okay. Fair enough.
I hate using him as a
tool, habit.
But
yeah.
All right. So yeah, Instant Leftovers podcast, the last honest podcast.
Because if we, you know, were lying, actually, this would be so much more entertaining, though.
Yeah.
Oh, the truth is always more entertaining than a lie.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
I know. Hopefully, with more of our schedules letting up, who would win a fight? Was created by the group Skype Club for Men. Which we would love for, well, we've had Joe on there. We would love if, you know, Fleshvine or you, Bill, to be on there.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my God. It's just,
we're podcasting horrors.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
So is everyone on that show. So is everyone on that show.
Why do you think I kept doing all the picking on Lee on Weekend Justice just so I could hear my name? Weekend Justice.
I'll bring my own lube.
Yeah, well, you're not the one. You know, you're not the one that broke, you know, the Ask Weekend Justice Twitter feed or the hashtag.
Yes, but when you can get, we have a question for Lee. Oh, yay! It's for Mighty Bill. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. that is true.
Yeah.
When you can make Widget giggle in glee because he's getting ready to ask one of my questions.
Yeah.
Yes, we just ruin everything for everyone.
Yeah. Nice.
So yeah, our podcast, Who Would Want to Fight, hosted over at shsob.com. Mm-hmm.
The lovely Jasmine.
Very lovely. You know, I can't thank her enough for offering to host that, because for a while, you know, Chuck versus Matt was going to do it, and then Instant Leftovers was going to do it, and then just kind of tossed up in the air. And with more of our schedules letting up, there will be more episodes of that. Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yay. Yay, exactly. So I believe I'm done pimping myself. Joe, go.
Let's see. On Twitter, I am PhantomV48. And pretty much anywhere else you would want to find me. If I'm there, I'm under that. And I am editor, and I'm going to say I'm the producer as well.
Okay. Yeah.
That works.
Yeah, totally.
Pretty much what I do now.
You just gave yourself a promotion.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Of Chuck versus Mal podcast, which you can find at chuckvsmal.com.
The first dishonest podcast.
and also our audio guru. You're the one who, you know, gives me all the tips and is fixing this latest episode that had some weird static. So
and made our live one sound
awesome.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Yeah. So you got mad skills. And he's sexy.
Ooh.
He is. He so is.
Not true.
Oh, come on. Joe, come on. Everyone is sexy. Come on.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
You know, once everyone gets that through their head that everyone's sexy, everyone that you thought was unattainable is attainable. Why do you think I'm with my wonderful girlfriend? Oh my gosh, I was never in a million years I thought I would be with her.
It's all about confidence.
Yep.
Yep. Totally.
True. At the end of convention.
No, actually, confidence can get you very, very far. Yeah, Bill needs a lesson in that, actually.
No.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay.
I think I let something slip I shouldn't know. All
right. I think there was enough audio over it.
Okay. Well, was that it, baby?
Yeah, pretty much. That's all I got. Okay. I don't know. Is there anything else I should have mentioned?
Yes, actually, there is a poem that was recorded and uploaded to fleshfineheartsphantom.podbean.com, and that was our recording of The Goblin Market by Christina Rossetti.
That's right.
With your incredible goblin.
Let's do more of them.
Yeah, we totally should. I'm up for it.
Cool.
Yeah, and I learned a lot about editing, so it would go a lot quicker this time, so...
Yeah.
Or, I would just not be a stubborn pain in the ass and let you do it.
I don't know.
I'm surprised you handed over our podcast.
It was beyond
me.
Yeah, because I don't know what that was.
And hopefully someday our secret 26th podcast will come out.
That's right. I never did send you
secret.
Hey, can I have that, baby?
Sure.
Secret number 26.
Okay. The Lost Podcast.
Yeah. Alrighty. We'll wait till the box set comes out and put that out as a bonus.
Yeah.
When the Kinky and the Geek box set comes out.
Yeah. Right, because we're still going to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because all four people in Wyatt don't really love it.
Not? Aww.
And we're Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah, yeah.
Kinky and the Geek on Twitter. Fleshfine on Twitter.
Muddy Bill on Twitter.
Kinky and the Geek on FetLife. Fleshfine on FetLife.
Muddy Bill on FetLife. We're Muddy, Kinky and the Geek .wordpress.com.
Exactly.
And then there's Mighty Bill .multiply, multiply.com.
Yeah.
If you want to see rant videos.
Yeah. Fleshfine.com. We've got a MySpace that we don't use, so,
Go there if you want, yeah.
Yeah.
If we get enough clamoring, maybe we'll do a Facebook fan page.
Yeah, and KinkyAndTheGeek @gmail.com.
Right. We also have Cafe Press if you want some lovely Kinky and the Geek merchandise.
It's been so long since we've talked about this shit. I'm like, we're really cool, actually.
Right, yeah. And then, of course, don't forget our wonderful web slave. Aruka Uriwell.
Yeah. On Twitter.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the one that keeps up the WordPress.
Yeah. I guess that's it.
Yeah.
So, all right. Did you guys have any closing statements?
No.
Yeah.
They're so excited.
Truly, I am very, very excited to meet you two. I'm excited to meet everyone within our incestuous podcast family.
Exactly. And thank you so much for being on.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, we totally appreciate it. And, baby, we always appreciate you. We gotta get you on. Yeah, because you're cute. Okay, sorry. honestly, guys, thank you so much for coming, and come back anytime.
You got it.
Okay, all right. Okay, be good.
Well, be good at it.
Bye. Bye. And stopping. Yay.